Well, you may have read about it like I did, but there's a new soccer team, in fact, a new league to us, coming to town, and they're coming to it right away. It's an interesting group. Dallas Atletico is part of the city of Dallas, and Garland, and all sorts of facilities are going to play at the Cotton Bowl. It's really very exciting, but it also is the second team that's coming to Dallas. This was started by four friends who started it. Sam Martin is one of the co-founders and joins us right now. Sam, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
So tell me about this. Now, we know the MSL, and that's FC Dallas. It's been around here forever. This is part of the USL, right? USL,
yes,
Championship Club.
Yep.
So tell
USL
me
has been, USL has been around in different iterations for the better part of the last 40 years. It plays in over 200 markets currently, from Championship to League Two. We're bringing a new men's professional soccer team back to Dallas.
So to Dallas is a point well taken, because the current one, I guess, is FC Dallas is actually in Frisco. But how do you compete? I mean, we struggled to support one team for a long time, but I think the support is there. This has turned into a soccer community. Is there room for two?
Absolutely. When you look at just Dallas County alone, just the cities that comprise Dallas County, there's 2.7 million people just in the county. From downtown Dallas to Frisco is just as far as downtown Dallas to Fort Worth. So we feel there is a market closer to the city center and south of the city center, east of the city center, that is dying for something new in their backyard. And so we hope to bring that back to the city of Dallas.
So the other consideration is talent. Is there enough talent to go around to support not just two teams, but really two leagues?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously, you know, there's MLS has a decided advantage as budgeting goes. I mean, they will spend much more on their players than an average USL club will. It's our belief, though, David, that we're building something for the community. You know, and I use this analogy all the time. Allen football every Friday night has 15,000 people in the stadium. Whether they're 1-6 or 6-0, the community shows up and supports Allen football and football really all across the state every single Friday night during football season. Believe it or not, that culture exists in soccer as well. And so, yes, you know, when you look at it from a money standpoint, MLS can certainly money whip us on the player side. But we're building something for the community, something that they can be a part of, something their kids can be a part of, which speaks to our commitment to youth soccer, more playing space in the region. So we think, look, if we can do that, then we can get a good amount of people in the stands every Saturday night.
So tell me about the calendar. Will you compete on the calendar, or do you have separate distinct seasons?
No, the seasons run concurrently. So the seasons run, you know, for the most part, I'd say late February to October, which is the same time as MLS runs.
Tell me about also the structure, because it's really interesting. I think the first time I really paid attention to this was when I realized that Garland City is going to invest $70 million in, I'm reading now, a state-of-the-art soccer complex supporting the infrastructure and 2,000-seat capacity. So it's a Garland team. Then I saw you had a deal with the city of Dallas, and you're going to play your games at the Cotton Bowl. So it's a Dallas team. Then I saw that you were taking over this Buddy Graham soccer complex, which is out off 35. You guys are spread all over the country.
Yeah, our goal is to reach people throughout the county. So Garland is obviously a very important cog to that. We're building in conjunction with Garland, you know, a soccer complex there at Holford Road and George Bush that will not only host our training facilities, but soccer fields. We'll also develop about 13 acres of that commercially, so multifamily, hotel, things like that. And then we will play our games at the Cotton Bowl. So Money Graham is a beautiful soccer park, one of the best in the nation, and we will help the city of Dallas manage that complex as well.
So 92,000 seats at the Cotton Bowl. You're not going to fill 92,000 seats. but how do you, you know, how do you make something like that home?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. For us, it's, you know, we'll close off the top. We'll close off the end zone. So when you look at, you know, end zone to end zone on both sides, it sets up for around 15,000. We want to bring in some temporary seating or space behind the goals for supporter groups. So, Look, I think the city wants Fair Park to be active, and we want to be a big part of that. You know, one of the first memories I have of going to a big time soccer match was at the Cotton Bowl. In 1994, Matt and I went to Holland versus Brazil in the World Cup's quarterfinal match. It was the first time I was in a crowd of that many people. And if you think about the history at the Cotton Bowl, the games, the SEC, Southwest Conference games, it's cool to be in the Cotton Bowl, and we want to make it cool again. But I think that by pinching down the stadium, it can certainly feel full, and it can certainly feel like a really good soccer atmosphere.
Well, and the women have been playing there for a year. Trinity did pretty well, and I noticed they've now got a game, you know, that's going to play. They're going to play during the state fair, and that would be, I guess, the next thing. You guys would be illogical to play during the state fair.
Yeah, the Trinity had a really good first season. They made it into the playoffs. They Charlie Neal won Executive of the Year in the new Super League. So Dallas Trinity is off to a great start. Also in the Cotton Bowl, friends of ours, and we want to do some things and partner with them again. We're trying to grow the game throughout the region, and you know, to do that, we need more kids playing soccer. We need more playing space for soccer. It doesn't have to be these big 20, 30, 40, 50 acre lots of land with beautiful fields. It can be on the street. It can be on a futsal court. Kids want to play soccer, and it's our goal to make them fans of Atletico Dallas.
So you think you're going to have some local talent playing for
them? I hope so. Look, I think that there's plenty of talent in Dallas. I mean, Dallas is one of the top, you know, 2, 3, 4 markets for youth talent across the U.S. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for us to have local talent. In the end, we're a professional club, so we're going to do our best to put the best, you know, team together. But our hopes would be that some of those, yes, would absolutely be homegrown talent.
So when do you start?
March of 2027. So we've got, you know, a little less than 2 years before Atletico Dallas will see the field.
Wow. And what about, you know, MSL finally got a deal with Apple. And I noticed the F3 Trinity is playing on Peacock.
Peacock, yep.
Have you got anybody interested?
Yeah, USL Championship is on ESPN Plus and on CBS Sports and a streaming service called Gol Azul. So, the games will all be broadcast between, you know, those three broadcast outlets.
All right. So are you under construction in Garland right now?
Not quite. City Council passed, I think that was 2 weeks ago. My weeks are kind of running together, David, maybe 3 weeks ago. We're finalizing plans. We hope to break ground, you know, early fall this year.
All right. Sam Martin's co-founder, co-owner of Atletico Dallas, which is headed to the North Texas area. Can't say Dallas, can't say Garland, I guess. You get all of North Texas. We wish you a
Dallas
lot of luck.
County. we appreciate it, David. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.